Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. Are you ready to learn, put into action, and reap the results for laser-focused ideas, knowledge, and your values for business? I hope you are, because that's the direction we're going. Now, today's show starts with Don Cooper, the sales heretic. You know, Don has been delivering us sales advice for 3 years now, and we have learned so much from that sage advice. Now, let's learn what Don is going to teach us about being aggressive in our sales approach and how that can either help or hurt our business. All right, dude, so I understand that there's times when being aggressive is necessary, and how do we know when that is when it comes to our sales?
That's a good question, Michelle. Too many people are not aggressive enough. And to be fair, aggressive is not quite the right word. Really, it's a matter of being assertive. And what keeps people from doing that are really two fears. One, of course, is the fear of rejection. The other is a fear of being perceived as pushy. So we often don't say something about ourselves when we should because of that fear. And yet the first step to being more assertive in your sales is understanding that you absolutely have to. The fact is, people just walk up to us and say, "Hi, do you have anything I can buy from you? What do you got?" The reality is, we have to tell people about ourselves. We have to explore their needs. We have to sell. Why? Two basic reasons. Number one, people often don't know what they want and need. It's not until some salesperson engages them in conversation that they understand that they have a particular need or even a particular desire. The second reason is even if people have a specific need or desire, often they don't know that we can fill it. They don't know enough about what we have or what we do. So if we don't put it upon ourselves to let them know those things, we do both ourselves and them a disservice. So those are two reasons why it's imperative that we be more assertive in our sales efforts. As to the question about when to be assertive, there are two basic rules of thumb. One is any time a person expresses a particular want, need, or problem. If they mention a want, a need, or a problem, that gives you the opportunity to explore more about that. They're saying, "I have a need, I could use help." And as a salesperson, that's what our job is to help people. The other time when it's perfectly appropriate to be assertive is anytime somebody expresses interest in who we are, what we do, what we sell. It gives us the opportunity to talk more about ourselves. We need to be assertive. That's the time to be expansive about what you do and how you do it. However, there's a particular way to do that that will make sure that your assertiveness is perceived effectively. Because even if somebody expresses a want or a need, or they express interest in what you do, it is possible to still come across as being obnoxious. The key is to sell in two ways. Number one, ask questions. So when somebody expresses a need or a want or a problem, ask them more about that. "Really, tell me more. Or what do you mean by that? Or what would that mean to your company?" Ask them more. Probe. Keep asking questions. Often, we don't perceive as asking questions as selling, and yet it is. That's the most important part of selling. We tend to think of selling as pitching, but no. Selling really is asking questions to learn about a prospect's wants and needs, and then we can show them how what we have fits those wants and needs. So asking questions allows the other person to talk about themselves. That is never perceived as obnoxious. In fact, that is always perceived as something that is to be appreciated because it shows that we're expressing interest in them, in their issues. People love talking about themselves. So by being assertive, you can ask questions without coming across as being obnoxious. The other thing that you can do to sell in an assertive way without being unwelcome is to tell stories. So when you talk about what you do, rather than state all the features and benefits of what you have or talk about all the things that you can do, tell a short story about how you helped a client with a beginning, a middle, and an end to give an example to your prospect about the kinds of things you can do. Your prospect will put themselves in the story and will see themselves experience the same benefits that your client did in your story. That way, you're sharing with your prospect what you can do without telling them that you should do it for them. Once you have done one or both of those things, you then have the opportunity to follow up. And again, you need to be assertive. So that's the reasons why you need to be assertive. Those are the two situations when you have full permission to be assertive. And those are two ways that you can be assertive, all without coming across as being overbearing or high pressure or obnoxious. So look for the opportunities. Recognize that you need to be assertive and use those two tactics, asking questions and telling stories, and you will be able to boost your sales quickly, easily, and assertively.
You know, when listening to that, Don, one of the things that surfaced for me as I kind of got into everything you were teaching us, you made a point about being assertive in follow-up as well. That sounds like that's probably another segment we need to go into some more detail. But before we get to next month where we might talk about that, I don't know yet, but that's always up to you. you're the expert. What if we're in a situation now where we're needing to follow up and we're questioning how much is too much or how to do it in a way where it's welcome?
When it comes to follow-up, there's rarely such a thing as too much. Typically, the mistake is too little follow-up. Keep in mind that it is our job to follow up with our prospect. It is not our prospect's job to follow up with us. And too many of us make the mistake of saying, well, I don't want to follow up, I don't want to bother them. Well, guess what? If you take that approach, you're going to lose the sales to somebody else who doesn't have that attitude. And they're going to follow up more assertively, and they're going to win the sale.
Well, as usual, Don, you have a scribbling notes over here, and it's triggering questions, which means what you're teaching us is effective because we're wanting to go, okay, what do I do after that? So I'm looking forward to hearing what you're going to teach us next first Monday.
We will follow up on this next month.
Sounds good.